Welcome back to This Working Droid. This is episode number 93, Unified Remote. What's going on, everybody? Headphones Neil here. Back with a really simplified and easy way to get a mouse and application or program control on the go. So let's say you're traveling or you want a quick and easy way to get a mouse because, let's say, for example, you're on the go and you forget your mouse, or you're in a tight space, or you just want to save some space and you want to have a, you don't really want to pack a mouse, but you like it, the having an external mouse regardless of whether you have a desktop or laptop. That's where Unified Remote comes in. It runs as an app on your desktop, so whether you have Windows, Mac, Linux, Raspberry Pi, or an Arduino device or OS, you can install the desktop software, and then you install the Android, iOS, or Windows Phone app, and it turns your smartphone or tablet into a mouse. So basically, that's all there is to it. Once you install the desktop software or laptop software and the app on your smartphone, you'll use Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to make a connection. As far as I could tell, the Bluetooth only works on the Android version at the moment. I think there's a beta version, or there is a future version will support other OSs for Bluetooth, but basically for everybody, you'll be using Wi-Fi to make the connection, and then you use your smartphone to as a virtual mouse on your desktop computer, or your computer basically, to control your device. The free version of the app will let you also control various functions inside applications as well, like your web browser, music player, word processing, spreadsheets, and that sort of thing. The paid version has access to, I believe, something like over 60 programs, so you can control various functionality that way as well. And then various other functionality, at least for the Android version, will let you have quick control widgets and other access that the Android OS supports. But across all smartphone platforms, you basically get a mouse on the go. It's pretty good as far as a touchscreen mouse goes, and there's a minor delay, depends on how sensitive you have your controls or what you're using it for, but you'll notice a little bit of a delay, so you want to make sure your the connection is made before you start moving your finger. But it's very small, so it should be hardly noticeable, but it's just like any other Wi-Fi or wireless mouse that you may be using. They also do have a built-in keyboard as well, so if you want to use it for both features as a keyboard and mouse, you can have that option as well. So it's actually pretty nifty, and I actually like it quite a bit. I don't actually have a laptop at the moment, so I don't use the wireless connection with my desktop at home or at work for that matter, so I can't really use it. But if you do have the wireless card, or if you have a Bluetooth dongle that you can plug into your desktop computer, then that is an option. I'll have a link to their website. It's unifiedremote.com, so you can check it out and see what kind of features it has and see if it works for you, especially for the additional app controls. But basically, in a pinch, if you need a mouse and you want a wireless mouse, then Unified Remote is the way to go. They've been around for quite some time. I want to say at least for the past year to year and a half or so, they really haven't gone anywhere. They've been continuously updating the app and making it a very functional way to have a mouse on the go. So that's really all I wanted to cover there. If you have any questions or comments or need some help setting it up or anything like that, feel free to let me know. My email address is headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can also find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find this show or other shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.